You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report of news on the Real Nyack Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Continued muggy with a low temperature around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with about a 40% chance of showers rolling in, maybe a thunderstorm. Daytime high temperatures around 90 degrees. And tomorrow night, mainly clear in the evening, becoming cloudy, continued warm and muggy with lows in the mid-70s. Topping local news, Tononagra Police have canceled their search for that missing 10-year-old boy reported missing from Expressway Village on Thursday. Police say the boy was located and found safe in Lancaster. Tononagra Police Captain Kelly Aderman said the child, 10-year-old Jack Dannon, left his home in Expressway Village on Thursday on his way to Walmart and never returned home. Police said he was located on Friday, apparently with the people he was in care of at the time when he left. And they say he is okay. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this local news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. For an appliance repair in your home, with a serviceman that only charges $35 plus parts and labor, you need Chris Moore. His number is 523-5911, and that's how you get him there. But you don't know when you'll need him, so put the number in your cell phone. 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies where they really care about you. They don't want you to feel like a number in a big corporate drugstore. And with some big corporate drugstores in the area closing, you may be looking for a place to get your prescriptions from. Well, why not make it Wellness Park or Community Medical Pharmacy? Give them a call at 260-1918, and they'll make all the arrangements for you and be happy to deliver your next prescription free of charge. In other local news, city police have slapped the cuffs on a Medina resident accused of taking a $359 vacuum cleaner from the Target store on Niagara Falls Boulevard and attempting to walk off without paying for it. Charged with petty larceny in the case was Kelly Holt of Center Street in Medina, who reportedly also had another outstanding warrant out for her from the Montgomery, Pennsylvania Sheriff's Department. Holt was charged here for the petty larceny and was being held in the county jail until deputies from PA can come to pick her up for the warrant. Some criminal mischief reported on A Street in the Falls. A resident there said someone poured sugar in her gas tank overnight. The victim says she's not having any problem with anyone that she can think of and doesn't know why they would target her car. Damage to the vehicle was set at $150. Police are checking video in the area to see if that vandal can be spotted. No official word from the Niagara Falls police detectives on two bodies found recently. One found in a trailer on 70th Street back in June, and another death reported involves a man who was found unconscious on Niagara Avenue last Thursday. Police say their investigation into both cases are ongoing, and they are awaiting autopsy reports to see if, in fact, a crime was committed before any charges could be placed. A Medina man has pleaded guilty to possessing child porn following his arrest that occurred after a lengthy investigation by the state police and the FBI. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that now 39-year-old Kyle Stack could face up to 20 years in jail when he returns to federal court to be sentenced in November. Police said Stack had both photos and videos on his devices that contained pictures of underage children. There's plenty to see and do in the next few days in our area. Tonight, the Friday Night Music Series continues on Old Fall Street in the Falls, with the group Back to the Bars being featured. That's live music from 5 to 10 in downtown Niagara Falls. This weekend, Canal Fest in the North Tonawandas opens up. This Sunday, on the North Tonawanda side of the bridge, with the Tonawanda side joining in the festivities on July 15th. Both sides will celebrate the festival right through next Sunday, when this year's event will wrap up. They're celebrating 200 years of the Erie Canal and will feature rides, food, and entertainment as always. Monday, the very popular Music Mania Monday concert series resumes in Veterans Memorial Park in the town of Niagara. It begins at 6 p.m. on Monday with local group Everyday People performing, followed by a performance by a Bob Seger tribute band. And there will be subsequent concerts on Monday throughout the summer in the town of Niagara. And if you're one of the fans of the yearly Pirates Festival at Crawl Park in Olcott, it happens again this year, Saturday and Sunday, July 12th and 13th in Olcott. It features ride, food, music, a car show, and a lot of fun for the whole family. It's sponsored by the Olcott Fire Company, and it's something that people look forward to every year. That's the Pirate Festival this weekend. And I was just wondering, are you going to attend? And finally, wrapping up our Friday report, things are reported back to normal at the Niagara Gospel Mission on Portage Road after they had a problem with two freezers last week, causing the mission to lose 10,000 pounds of needed food that they count on to feed about 160 people a day at the mission. John Cooper, the executive director of the mission, said he's very grateful to a number of residents that responded to their request for help, allowing them to restock the freezers and keep feeding those in need. Cooper said a number of people donated, including over 44 new people that were new donators to the cause. Cooper told us that the compressor on one of the freezers broke down due to the intense heat in the past few days, and the second cooler that was lost occurred when some food stacked unevenly inside tippled over that tripped an inside emergency lock that caused the freezer door to spring open, spoiling the food inside. Cooper said also a large donation from the 214 Foundation, founded by a former veteran, was received. And Cooper added, he put his faith in God and the people in the community, having faith that they would come through for them. And he said, they did. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Ride with Joe tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Need a ride to an area airport, including Toronto and Hamilton? Call Joe and save the high cost of Uber taxi rides and airport parking. To schedule your next ride with Joe, call him at 716-525-3662. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news first from Niagara Radio, and it's free and available at your request. I'm Sal Panessa.